Tale of the Coin by Thomas O'Hare, copyright 2023-2025, Thomas O'Hare, all rights reserved. Edition release dates: First edition, January 31, 2025. Second edition, April 15, 2025. Story summary and disclaimer. This is a work of nonfiction concerning real people, events, and covert operations. The story revolves around actual, clandestine CIA and DEA operations and partnerships. Locations are mainly factual. Timelines were changed or condensed for continuity purposes. All dialogue was invented. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. Special thanks for support of this manuscript. I am extremely grateful to Alex and Marina Korsakoff, owners of Coors Bakery on Main Street, Sarasota, Florida, for providing caffeine, sustenance, and most of all, camaraderie throughout the years. James Richards, longtime researcher, who enlightened me to the totality of what was involved at an early stage, and mentored. I am grateful to the numerous individuals who shared their friendships and experiences over the 50 years it took to finally bring this work to fruition. Prologue, Tales of the Coin. From the Panhandle to the Keys and all parts in between, Florida is paradise. Tall oaks, pines, and diverse ranges of palms are plentiful throughout. Long stretches of white sand beaches, mangrove-covered coastlines, and crystal-clear springs feeding wandering rivers comprise the native landscape. It's a place where the beauty of wildlife and flora naturally flourishes. Hidden between the surrounding coastlines lay savanna prairies, palmetto-filled scrub, and miles of forests. The history of Florida contains untold stories of conflict, both military and criminal. The Spanish conquistadors' invasion, the establishment of covert military facilities, and the thriving centers of organized crime are a few examples. They flourish as civilization continues to infiltrate the once natural settings. The love of Florida and its role in shaping the modern geopolitical landscape are both evident in this story. Unbeknownst to most, the seeds of the current global political landscape originated from within the land of flowers. The story of this journey begins in the middle of the 20th century and persisted for two generations. It set the global stage for its present trajectory. This narrative recounts some of the mostly unseen events that ultimately shaped the world. After the monumental destruction brought about by World War II, the world found itself in a state of chaos. Struggle ensued to shape a new global order. The defining technologies driving this change were atomic and nuclear weapons. After the Americans dropped the first atomic weapons, Russia soon acquired the technology. That acquisition propelled the communist doctrine. With their newly acquired power, the Soviets set out to dominate the world. East versus West, democracy versus communism. The conflict between ideologies initiated the race for global dominance. The future world stage would unknowingly germinate on an island in the Caribbean just 90 miles south of Florida. On this mountainous strip of land, two superpowers would eventually face off. It began after a little-known revolutionary leader surprised the world with his takeover of the existing democratic regime. Cuba would witness firsthand the battle between democracy and communism. The conflict began on the southern side of Cuba along a small beach called Bahía de Cochinos, or the Bay of Pigs. What occurred there in April of 1961 would eventually morph into the geopolitical landscape of the world for decades to come. The combined effects of the Bay of Pigs invasion in 1961, the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, and the John F. Kennedy assassination in 1963 formed the fundamental triad of events that would eventually mold today's geopolitical environment. All three incidents shared two common denominators: covert military operations and organized crime activities. These incidents served as the catalyst that initiated the heated race for global dominance between two nuclear superpowers. The story that follows is a nonfiction account, focusing on covert intelligence operations conducted between 1972 and 1976. The majority of what you will read is based on 50 years of research using documented facts plus first-hand knowledge. This story concerns covert operations by U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies. Only a small handful of people knew the details of what actually took place. Assembled evidence supports this content. The story relies on first-hand observations to create the narrative. This work attempts to convey the tale of the personal sacrifices of those involved. Individuals, believing their mission to safeguard the world from communist dominance, acted selflessly. The complete time period primarily encompasses the years between 1940 and 1980. The main focus of this story is on the integral four-year period. Massive upheavals occurred within the United States government, causing catastrophic changes. The following story reveals a series of covert actions that remain unpublicized. Great effort was placed into altering names, events, and timelines in order to condense and enhance the dramatic effect of this narrative. For the sake of their families and friends, additional efforts were made to keep their identities anonymous. The validity of the underlying story remains intact. Individual participants within this timeline were highly skilled and committed clandestine operators. They were associated with multiple federal agencies and departments comprising the United States government. Those involved strove for complete secrecy about their actions. Historic texts cannot explain everything that occurred. They rely only on well-documented evidence. The individuals mentioned here made a concerted effort to leave no such evidence behind.
Facts related to this manuscript. June 17, 1972, the Watergate break-in occurs at the Democratic National Convention's, or DNC, headquarters, which eventually leads to President Nixon's resignation. December 15, 1973, the Bureau of Narcotics Covert Intelligence Network, or BUNSN, was created under the auspices of the Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs, or BNDD, which was later renamed the Drug Enforcement Agency, or DEA. Following the Watergate scandal, the CIA transferred its dirty tricks and assassination operations to BUNSN. The CIA came under tremendous scrutiny because of the Watergate fallout and had to rid itself of everything not deemed as acceptable to congressional investigators. Richard Nixon, 1974-08-09, resigned as President of the United States of America, or POTUS, because of the Watergate fallout. December 22, 1974, the New York Times published an article by Seymour Hersh revealing the existence of CIA irregularities during the Nixon administration. This marks the beginning of the end of the CIA's Special Operations Groups, or SAC. December 31, 1974, William Colby briefs the Justice Department, or DOJ, on the existence of Schlesinger's family jewels memos. January 4, 1975, President Gerald Ford created what was later named the Rockefeller Committee to investigate if CIA activities exceeded the agency's statutory authority because of Seymour Hersh from the NY Times article. January 27, 1975, the Watergate scandal leads to the formation of the Church Committee. The U.S. Senate votes to establish an 11-member committee to look into abuses by the CIA, FBI, and NSA. February 19, 1975, the U.S. House of Representatives forms the Pike Committee and votes to establish a select committee to conduct its own parallel investigation into intelligence community abuses. May 9, 1975, the Church Committee calls CIA Director William Colby to testify about illegal CIA activities. Please enjoy this story and appreciate the role the participants played in domestic and international American covert intelligence operations.